involved. Avomayin shlayotza batchilom, but maybe if you have an old well, that the flow of water is a good established already, it's a strong bank. Tlayotzal and fulay, we're not afraid the sides of the well will cave in. Maybe in such a case where there's not such a bother involved, maybe then the Yehuda holds, afilu beisabal nami? Maybe even a beisabal, even a field that's not thirsty, that doesn't need the water. You're only watering it now so it should grow better, maybe also it's mutter. So again, our Mishnah says not like that. So maybe our Mishnah again is not Reb Yehuda Shita. So Gemara answers, Im Kain, if you'll tell me that's Pshan Reb Yehuda, Masnisa Namayin Aman Tamayu. Who are you going to throw our Mishnah on? In other words, we don't have any other Tana to say the Mishnah goes like. So even though it's not 100%, that's Reb Yehuda Shita, but since we have our Mishnah, and the closest sheet to our Mishnah is Reb Yehuda Shita, we have to say, Elul Reb Yehuda Avad Rasvariz, Leishana Mayin Chiyotza Batchila, it doesn't make a difference if this is the first time he's using the well, for Leishana Mayin Shleyotza Batchila. It doesn't make a difference if the well was already used before. That the klal is, Beis HaShal Chinin, like our Mishnah says. You're only allowed to use the well water to irrigate your field only on a thirsty field, that if you don't irrigate it now, it'll die out. Beisabaloi, Mashenkin, to use the beisabal, a field that is satisfied, and you only want to water it now to make it grow better, but there's no loss involved, there's only a gain involved, then it's mutter. Whether it's an old well or a new well, you're not allowed to do a melacha, stam l'tzarech havocha, just to gain. It's only mutter to do it, l'tzarech hefset. So kids, our Mishnah goes like Reb Yehuda, not because it's 100% that way, because we have nobody else to put it, so bechuk we have to say our Mishnah is Reb Yehuda Shita. So the more of a high diktoni, mayin shiyotza batchila, like if so, if that's what Reb Yehuda really meant to say, so what did Reb Yehuda have to say, a mayin shiyotza batchila? Why didn't he say already, even a mayin, an old mayin? Also, it's only mutter for Beis HaShalchim. What do they pick on a new well for? The Teretz is, Le'odiyach HaKoycha the Rabbi Meir. They want to tell you Chiddush of the first man Diyom in the Braisa, Rabbi Meir Shita. That Rabbi Meir holds, the Afilu Mayin HaYotze Batchila. Even though this is the first time you're using the flow of this water from the well, it's a new flow of water. Still he holds, Mashkin Mimenu Afilu Soda Habal. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. That you're allowed to use this well to irrigate your grounds, even though it's not a thirsty ground, it won't die. You're just doing it to make it grow better. Still, your mayor hold is not such a big tirch involved, it's mut even for avocha. Even if you're doing malocha, manas to gain, to have a gain on the deal, that's also mut, that's your mayor's shita. So the reason why the brisa picks on a new well, not an old well, is the chiddush in Reb Meir. Reb Meir that's mekel even with tzarech havocha, just to gain, even on the grounds that doesn't need your irrigation. It's enough with the rainwater, but your irrigation makes it grow better. Reb Meir holds a smutter, and the chiddush in him is not only an old well, but even from a new well that maybe is afraid of cave in a big tircha, he's not afraid from that. Still, he says a smutter.
All right, turn over.
Yeah, new Gemara. Itma, we learned like this. Ha menachesh, if somebody's menachesh his field. Rashi says that means, toilesh asovim royim. You have dead reeds growing in the middle of your field. Mitoicha toiv, in the middle of the good grass, the good tfua. Vechi akri lhu, tsamchi hanitfei. By pulling out the dead reeds, you're making the good tfua grow well. You have reeds growing in the middle, let's say you're growing wheat there. In the middle of the wheat, you have bad reeds. So by picking up, uprooting the bad reeds, that makes the wheat grow better. That's called hamanachish. Or else, v'hamashke mayim lezorim b'shabbos. What about you water your zroyim, you have your wheat growing, and you put water on top of the wheat, you water the roots on Shabbos. Mishamay masrin bay. What malacha is he doing if you want to warn the person, give him asro, don't do this on Shabbos, which one of the Lama Tes malachas is he doing? Which asro do we have to give him? So Rashi says, Mashkin Mayim Bizroyim, Shezorik Mayim Bikri Hasovim. You're throwing water on the roots of what's growing here. Is Mishamay Masrin Bey, the Mayim Malacha Kochashrin Lei. Which malacha is the person doing? So Rashi says, Davada Koitze Lei Chashrinin. Avada, the fact that he's uprooting these reeds, he's not chai for cutting off. He doesn't need these reeds. He's throwing them away. A real katsir is you want to cut off a branch to use the wood. If you want the wood, that's the isik tzira. But here we're just picking up, uprooting the reeds to throw them away. There's no isik katsir. Elo l'sakin asov matovim shebesoda. The purpose why you're uprooting these bad reeds is only to make the other ones grow good. So what's the malacha? What is the derisa you're doing? So it's a machlokes. Rabbi Rama Mishum Chayrish. Rabbi holds is a Charisha. That's called you're plowing in the ground. Because the malacha Charisha is softening the ground. You're making the ground soften that it could, that you could put seed there to make it grow well. So Charisha means you're softening the ground. Trasant, when you throw water on the ground, you're softening the ground. That's also called the malacha Charisha. Who would then, when you pull out the reeds, what's the gain? That you're making the ground soft there. So Mela, the other tfuah that's growing already, will grow better. He holds, that's called Charisha. That's called you're plowing the ground. So Rabbi says, that's raw, the malacha is Charisha. Rabbi Yosef, no, the malacha is planting. By you watering the grass, you're watering the wheat, you're making it grow better. That's the malach of Zareya. Even though Zareya really is putting a seed into the ground, but the purpose of Zareya is to make it grow. So anything you do to make it grow better is called Zareya. The same thing by Menachish. When you're uprooting the bad reeds, the purpose is that the good wheat there should grow better. So you're making it grow better, that's the malach of Zareya. That's the machlokes. So Mar says like this. Omar Rabba Kavosta Didi Mistavra. So Rabbi says, huh, what I'm saying is right. Why? Ma Daka Shachorish. What's the Malach of Chorish? What is always plowing? Le Rafu Yarya. The Malach, the purpose of plowing the ground is to make the ground soft. In order that you should be able to plant there. Is Hainami Marfu Yarya. Here also you're softening the ground. Whether you're throwing water on the ground, or whether you're uprooting the bed, I saw them there, the bed reeds, you're softening the ground that it should grow better. That's called Chorish. Omar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef answered back and said, no, Kavosa de Dima Starva, it's more of a svar like I'm saying, I'm right. Why? Ma daka shozareya, what's the malach of planting? Let's smuche peri, in order to make things grow, what do you plant for? To make the seed grow. Is hochinami mitzameach peri, here also, you're making it grow better. If you water it, you're making it grow better. If you pull out the bad reeds, it's to make what's there grow better. So that's mamish called the purpose of making what's there grow better, that's the malach of zareya. That's the machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Some say it's a machlokes, do you go boss the asiya, what the action you're doing, or do you go boss the machshava, the thought, what you want to be? Here the maister is taka maister charisha. It's a maister of softening the ground. But the purpose, what are you doing it for? To make it grow better. So Rabbi holds, you go boss of the action that you're doing. The maaser is a maaser harisha, it's a maaser of softening. It's not a maaser planting. A maaser planting is putting a seed in the ground. That's the maaser planting. Hey, you're not doing a maaser putting a seed in the ground. You're doing a maaser of softening the ground. But Rabbi Yosef holds, you go boss of the kavanas. I think Tosfos says like this. Rabbi Yosef holds, you go boss of his kavanas. What does he want to do? The purpose of watering here is not to make the ground soft. That's not your purpose. Your purpose, you're thinking now to do is to make it grow better. So, Yisrael, you go boss the machshava. What you're thinking about? Kaita. Omalei Abaye the Rabbah. So, Abaye is the kasha the Rabbah. Lididoch kasha, Rabbi Yisrael kasha. Abaye says, I have a kasha in both of you. You're both wrong. Really, you're both right, but you're both wrong. Lididoch kasha, I have a kasha to you, Rabbah. You say Mishum Chorish. In. Of a Mishum Zareya Loi. Like, how come you don't agree to Zareya? In other words, Abaye said, you're chai for two. You're doing both here. You're doing a Maisa Zariya, you're planting, and you're doing a Maisa Harisha. So Abaye says, the Rabbi Yosef Kasha, have a Kasha, and you Rabbi Yosef also. Mishum Zareyin, how come you say Yoni Chayiv if you water the grass, Mishum growing, Mishum Zareya planting? Mishum Chayrish lo, and you're not Chayiv Mishum plowing. Like, why not? Hey, Abaye hold the both wrong. Abaye hold you Chayiv for two things. If you take the one action of throwing water on glass, on grass, Habayol Yechayiv, two malachas. It's a malach of Zareya and a malach of Chorish. The Chitayim Habayi says, maybe you'll answer me like this. The Chitayim, maybe you'll tell me, Kol Heicha Dika Tarti Loi Mechayiv. El Echada, maybe it's your side where you only do one action on Shabbos, you can't be Chayiv for more than two malachas. When you do two different malachas, you're Chayiv two things. But maybe when it's only one action, like here, it's one action, you're throwing the water on the grass. Maybe when you're doing one action, even though true, you're doing off two different things. It's two different it's one pula, but two things are coming out of it. You're making it grow better, and you're making the ground soft. But since it's through one action, maybe there's a yisayid b'shabbat, you can't be chayiv more than one malacha. Then your machlokes is, what's the ikka malacha? So Baye says, no, that's wrong. So the Amar Rav Kana said like this, Zaymer, if Zaymer means you're pulling out the, Rashi, Zaymer b'shabbat, you're pulling out the bad leaves off a tree. You're pulling off the branches off the tree for two purposes. You're doing one action. The action is you have a tree, too many branches, and you're pulling off a branch off the tree. There are two purposes now. One is purposes you want the branch. You need wood home to burn wood, so you want the branch. So you're chayv mishum kaitzer. You're pulling off wood now, you want the wood. But there's another purpose also involved, that you're making the tree grow better. Now that you take off the excess of branches there, by taking off some branches, the rest will grow better. So you also have in mind to make it grow better. So if Kana says, Alocha is chayiv shtayim, for it's one mice of pulling off the branch, there are two malachas on Shabbos. Achas mishum leteya, one yechayiv for planting, you're making the rest of the branches grow better. V'yachas mishum kaitzer, and secondly, yechayiv mishum kaitzer, you're pulling off this branch. So Kasha, well blessed by Kasha. So you see that the Yisoid, that on one Maisa, you could be Chayiv two things. So Gemara blessed by Kasha. The Yisoid of the Kasha is, there's a question here. But it doesn't say Tiyufta. There's not a, you're not up your slogan. Tiyufta means you're wrong. Kasha means, like, we'll leave it alone for right now. You can think about it. So the Yosemecha thinks says a teres like this. He says a chilek like this. When you pull the branch off the tree, we consider, looks as if two different Maisa are happening. One Maisa is in the branch itself. You made the branch better. The branch is usable now. Before the branch was attached to the tree, you couldn't use the branch. Now by pulling off the branch, it's called the maisa done to the branch that you could use the branch. And it's also considered a second maisa was done to the tree. You made the tree grow better. So there we look as if two different actions are done. That's why it could be chayiv too. Mashenke, taking water and throwing it on the grass, it's only one action. You can't look at two actions. It's not two separate actions. An action of softening the grass and making it grow better, that's mamish one maisa. So there where it's one maisa throwing water on the grass, there we say it can't be chayiv more than one. So that's the machlekes, Rabbi Yosef and Rabba, which one is the ikka malacha? Do you go bossa what you're doing? You're doing a charisha? Or do you go bossa your machshava, what you want to happen? That's a zareyim. Mashenkin, pulling the branch off the tree, there it's better. There we could look as if a maisa was done to the branch itself, because it's usable now, and look as if like a second thing was done to the tree itself. So you could look at two separate maisim. That's what the Rav Kana says Yechayiv Shtayim. Right. Eisvei Rav Yosef l'Rabba. Rav Yosef asked the kasha to Rabba. Rabba was the one that said Yechayiv Mishum Chorish. So Rav Yosef asked the kasha to Rabba like this. It says HaManachish, again, V'amachape B'Klayim. If you have klayim growing in the backyard, you have the zroyim next to the kerim, you have klayim growing. Now you're menachish. You pick out the bad reeds in order to make it grow better. Or else, v'amachapim, you cover up the seeds. You have seeds of klayim that are like starting to grow together, and you're machapim, you cover it up. V'amachapim, klayim is like you get malchus for this. It's called you are growing klayim. Rabbi Akiva roi me'af ha'makayim. Akiva says, no, there's an issa by klayim not only planting it, even if somebody else planting it. But the fact that it's growing in your backyard and you don't uproot it, you just let it grow, yechayiv also. We'll soon see why. That's Rabbi Akiva's chita. Yechayiv mishum ha'makayim, just letting it grow. Vakopurim, the Tanakhama says, by being menachish, means uprooting the reeds and letting the klayim grow better, yechayiv mishum klayim. So Gemara says, Bishleim, Rav Yosef says like this, Bishleim, according to me, the Yamin Mishum Zareya, I hold Menachish, picking up the reeds, is called the Malach of Zareya, of making it grow better. Hainu, the Yasir is Royim Meklayim. That's why you're over the lava planting Klayim. By Klayim, the Torah says, Le Sizra, Sadacha Klayim. You're not allowed to plant, you're not allowed to grow Klayim. There's an Isra planting it. So Bishleim, what do I say? Picking out the bad reeds is called the Malach of Zareya, planting is good why you chai for Klayim. According to you, Rabba, the Amrit Mishum Chorish, you Rabba say, what's the malacha of picking out reeds? It's only Charisha, softening the ground. For the Gemara, Charisha b'klayim miyasira. The Torah doesn't say Nisha Charisha by klayim. The Torah only says, Le Sizra, Sodacha klayim. The Torah says, now I'll take these two seeds and plant them together.
But to make Harisha, there's no Yisat Torah. So why are you over Lav here? So it's a Kasha and Rabbah. So the Umar says, Omalei, Rabbi says, Mishum Mekayim, Enechlam, the Tanakama that says, if you pick out the reeds, the reason why you chayiv, not Mishum Zerayim, but Mishum Mekayim, the fact you're just letting it grow and not uprooting it, you chayiv for claim also. For the Gemara, that can't be. For a midiktani seifa. Since the seifa, Rabbi Kiva says that shita. For a midiktani seifa, Rabbi Kiva roimim. Af ha-makayim b'klayim. Even somebody that just lets the klayim grow. Even if you didn't grow the klayim. A guy came in your backyard and grew klayim. Rabbi Kiva says, but if you don't go and uproot it, you just let it grow, you chayiv also. Rabbi Kiva says that shita. Is mechlal, it's a raya, the tanakama lav mishum makayimu. Nashua Tanakama argues in Rabbi Kiva, holds not Mishum Mekayim Klayim, but by picking up Bibi Menachish, picking up the bad reeds, that's the way you're making the other Klayim grow better, that's called Zareya. So Mashma Kolak Rabbi Yosef. Gemara answers no. Rabbi will answer and say like this, Kula Rabbi Kiva, this whole Brisa goes according to Rabbi Kiva. Umay Tam Komer, the Brisa then explains itself. My Tam, what's the reason that Hamanachesh v'yamachapa b'klayim loike? What's the reason, Taka, that if somebody has a field of klayim growing there already, and all you do is pick out the bad reeds, why are you chayiv? What do you get malchus for? The Torah says mishum akayim. Rabbi learns not mishum zareya, because you're not doing a melecha zareya here. He holds only a ma'isa harisha, but you chayiv for the fact that you did not uproot the klayim. Just the mere fact you let it grow, for that you chayiv. What's the why? Rabbi Kiva Omer, that's Rabbi Kiva Shita. Af HaMakayim, even someone that just lets the client grow in his Rishus, he's also Chayiv. For the Gemara, good, about my time with Rabbi Kiva, what's the time of Rabbi Kiva? The time you learn like this. The Pasuk says, Sodachol L'Sizra Klayim. On your field, you're not allowed to plant, you're not allowed to plant Klayim. And the Chura Ein Liyela Zareya. Pasha, the only Yisra is to plant. You can't take the seeds and put them in the ground to grow together. That's the Yisra Zareya. Of the Mikayim Minayin, how do we know if a guy came into your field and grew klayim that you're not allowed to let it stay and grow in your field? You have to uproot it. How do we know that just being Mikayim, just keeping it, is chayiv? Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, we dashin klayim sodachaloi. Like really, the Pasuk before sodachaloi, it says a klayim, the word before that is also klayim. So we dashin have to say klayim sodachaloi, that your fields can't have klayim. That's the way we dashin it. Vidashin sadach klayim sadach alay, that klayim can't be in your field. Not only is there an issa zariah of planting the klayim, but even being the klayim it is also awesome. So mele, there's no kasha to rabba from this brisa. Who is still blind, that's the machlokes rabba and Rabbi Yosef, when you water grass, or you pick out the reeds, are you chayim mishum zariah, or you mechayim mishum chrisha. Tanan says, Bayos Mishnah, mashkin beis ha-shalchim b'mayit. You're allowed to irrigate your fields on Chol HaMoed, uveshvias on Shvias also. So Bishlei Memoed Mishum Tirchu. Bishlei, with the Mishnah says it's mutter on Chol HaMoed. The whole Isser is only a Tircha de Kalachom. Uvamakam Seyed, the Shavu Rabbonin. Uvamakam Seyed, the Rabbonin will make him. So Chur, this is a big raya, this Gemara, that the whole Isser Moloch on Chol HaMoed is only with the Rabbonin. So Chur, that's what the Gemara means to say. Bishlei Man Chol HaMoed, the whole Isser not to do Moloch is only Mishum Tircha. It's only an Isser the Rabbonin. Therefore, the Rabbanan said of a Malkam Seidam, Shara Rabbanan. Therefore, the Rabbanan were makel to do Malachis, but Malkam Seidam. But the Shita, the learners, Midirayitza, they have to be Matzah this Gemara. But Pasha, the Gemara's Mashma, the whole Malachis Chalamoid is only Yasim the Rabbanan. Ela Shvias, but to do work on Shvias depends. Dein Laman Diyam Mishum Zareya. Dein Laman Diyam Mishum Chirish, Zareya Vacharisha Vishvias Mishari. Like now, we ask Nakasha according to both of them. Our Mishnah Zakasha, Zion Rabba, Zion Yab Yasif. Our Mishnah says that on Shvius, you're allowed to irrigate your fields. Aye, on Shvius, the Torah says clearly on Shemitah, you're not allowed to make a harisha in your fields, and you're not allowed to water your fields. You can't plant. So, Chura, if you're telling me now watering is either a harisha or either a zriya, both of them should be also on Shvius. So, Abaye says like this, you know what our Mishnah means to say? The Shvius b'zman hazeh. The Gemara is talking about the Shvius b'zman hazeh now, after the Churban Abayis. For Rebbe here, our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe. The Tanya Rebbe Yoimer. The Pasuk says, V'zeh Devar HaShemitah Shomot. Pasuk says, this is Alocha of Shemitah. It says a double Oshin, HaShemitah Shomot. Shomot. Is B'shnei Shemitah Sekosah Medavar. The Pasuk is talking about two Halochas of Shemitah. Ach HaShemitah's Karka. One Alocha is, after the seventh Shemitah's Karka, that you can't plant, you can't grow on your Karka on Shvius. V'yachas shemitah k'safim. That the money, all the chayvus, you owe somebody money, it goes back on shemitah. So we dash like this. Bisman sha'atim mishamat karko atim mishamat k'safim. At times, when there's an issa not to plant on your karka, there's a shemitah of karka, then there's an issa shemitah of k'safim. That if somebody owes you money, he doesn't pay you back by shvius, the chayv is shamat, goodbye, he doesn't have to pay you back anymore. That's the reason why we make a prusbul before shvius, in order that the leiva shouldn't get away cheap. But a kopar, if he doesn't pay you up, you don't collect your money before shvius, the leiva is free. But we dash in, it's only when there's shemitah of karka. But like there's a time when we don't have a shemitah sakarka, like bizman azir, iyatim misham ksofim. Who are the bizman azir? There's no din shemitah ksofim. Even if the labor doesn't pay you back by shemitah, he doesn't get away. So this is Rabbi Shita that bizman azir, there's no din shemitah even in Eretz Yisrael midiraisim. And the reason is, he dashin the zoni bizman kol Yisrael is an Eretz Yisrael, that's when we have within Shemitah Midiraisa. Bizman, you don't have kol Yisrael, when the bizman kol Yisrael is not an Eretz Yisrael, there's no din Shemitah. So bizman is there's no din Shemitah, therefore it's only Midirabonin in Eretz Yisrael now. So since the whole Yisrael is only Midirabonin, then we have the Svarim Mishum Seda, the Rabbonin will make them. Alright, we'll stop. You're holding off a base and a base, the bottom of the Gemara again. Again, the Shiloh was, as the Mishnah says, even on Shvius, also you're allowed to water the grass. You're allowed to water. So the Shiloh was on Shvius, the Chur, if you hold watering, is Mishum Zariah planting, it's also at the plant during Shvius. So my first answer would go according to Rebbe, our Mishnah, that learns that Bezman Azeh Shemitah is only Midrabonin. So therefore, Mokim Hefsid Rabbonin was making. Then the bottom of the Gemara says another teretz. Rova Omar Afilu Teimer Rabbonin. No, even if our Mishnah goes according to the Rabbonin Chita, that Rabbonin hold that Shemitah Bizman Azeh is Yeraisa. Mid Yeraisa, you're now allowed to work on the fields the 7th year in Eretz Yisrael. So then the question is, how can our Mishnah say you're allowed to water your fields on Shvius? If watering them is called Zariah, is called planting, you're not allowed to plant on Shemitah. The Teretz is, Ovois Osrachmona. The Torah only asked that Ovois, the actual mice of planting, that's what's also to do on Shemitah.